Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm late and I'm going to bring Larry right up. Larry, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. I couldn't get on. Somebody's blocking my phone. So
well,
I got on
and I got thrown off right away, so I was late getting back on.
Wow. Well, I guess maybe they don't want us to be talking about things. That would be normal. So, anyway, what do you have to bring online here for tonight? I want to talk about the blood moon, and also I wanted to make sure that everybody knew we have another blog up on this blood red moon, and we got two blogs up on it, and it's at Lightgate. Blogger, and I believe it's also on the membership site, and it's up on Before It's News, BIN. So it's very, very important. There's something really going on with this blood red moon and the 7-day delay to the 22nd. And it has a deep meaning, very deep meaning. I did some more research on it today. I couldn't believe what I was finding concerning it. So anyway, what do you got, Larry?
Well, I was just going to let you do that, and then I was going to dovetail in three things that have March 22nd dates on them that may have some significance and may not, but we'll just have to see.
Okay, the one thing I did want to start with was the death of Randy Weaver. I don't know if you folks remember Randy Weaver. He was the fellow that resisted the federal corruption out in Idaho. It was set up, and the FBI lied through their teeth at trial. The attorney that defended him, can't remember his name right now, but anyway, Gary something. I can't remember his last name, actually. But anyway, very, very powerful criminal lawyer, never lost a criminal case. And he defended him and actually won against the feds, who lied repeatedly on the stand, from what I understand. And just amazing. But anyway, Randy Weaver is dead at 74 years old. Now, remember, Israel just turned 74. And the number 74 is full of bad, bad stuff. Anyway, Randy Weaver was also 4'11", when the Idaho shootout came with the FBI, killed his wife. She was holding a baby in her hand and basically shot her in the head. And obviously, another fellow FBI agent named Deegan was killed in that shootout. And they had no business being there, as usual, just like Waco. And this was a deal where the feds were getting totally out of control under the Clinton administration. And it's just a good thing that Donald Trump came in when he did, because otherwise we'd all be probably dead in FEMA camps, because Hillary was supposed to come in and take over. And the Lord gave us a 4-year reprieve, I think, to just see if anybody was going to repent. And nobody did. Repentance is a dirty word to the church. It always has been. And it is now. So anyway, Randy Weaver dead at 74. And I believe it's a very significant sign. Just like Susan Boyle and the swan song that she sang on 4/11. Back in 2009. And, of course, you know that the number 7 means complete, and the number 4 means the world, And 11, of course, means total judgment. So the death of Weaver at 74 is just another sign just before the blood red moon on the 15th and 16th. It's a deadly omen. Why? Because Randy Weaver was the true resistance of a tyranny that the federal government got totally out of control, is now, of course, totally antichrist. And they're all, if they don't repent, as Jesus Christ told them to, hell awaits. Now they can laugh at that and think that that's a joke. They're going to find out the hard way that it is no joke, that it's real. And he was the resistance. And his death may well signify, I believe, that it's the death of the resistance in the United States and basically the whole world to the New World Order and the rise of the UN via the World Health Organization scamdemic. So anyway, the number 74, we went over it, but it means mental struggles, emotions, agony, anguish, great fear, terror, or death, anxiety, agony. And it is pressure that is felt and experienced in an intensely personal way. Now, that has all to do with the hour of trial that Jesus warned was coming and said for you to pray always that you escaped it. It's that bad. Anyway, the blood red moon and this Randy Weaver death is a significant warning to the world. And I'm sure they will just laugh at that and say there's nothing to it. But there's plenty to it. Now, if I want to get on here to... I did some research. This is interesting about the total lunar eclipse that's upcoming. And it's the numbers. And this is in Eastern Daylight Time. It's on the East Coast where the beast is, which is very, very significant why these numbers are very important, because the United Nations is the fourth beast of Daniel. It rises up to take full control over the whole world. And it's doing it through the World Health Organization, as I said, in a scamdemic. Anyway, the times of this eclipse are amazing and definitely have a meaning. The eclipse itself started at 9:32, which is actually a 9:23 code. The total eclipse started at 11:29. It ended at 12:53. That's the totality of the eclipse. And then, of course, more light starts to shine as the shadow passes. The eclipse ended at 2:50 a.m. So what we're going to do is look at these numbers of 11:29, but especially 12:11, 12:53, and 25. They are extremely significant. Just shortly, the 9:32 number means, and this is from Strong's, and we've gone over Strong's, and we have found out that God numbered the Strong's Concordance. There's no question about it. And it becomes obvious if you study it out. And we have done so in many, many blogs before now. And you'll see it again if you go to my blog on linkgateblogger.com. Before it's news or the membership site, you'll find it. 9:32, when the eclipse actually started, means king, ruler, the sovereign power of God and his kingdom. Isn't that odd that the eclipse starts? And it's talking about God's kingdom. The number 12:11, when the totality actually started, 12:11, means now, urgent command, which obviously means either the revelation of what is true, which is also part of the meaning, or it could also mean the come up hither command of Revelation 4, and Thessalonians 12:53, complete judgment. That's the end of the totality of the eclipse. Complete judgment. What does that mean? Wheat from the tares. Bema seat judgment. Judgment upon the earth. The hour of trial. The hour of judgment. And then number 25, of course, is the divine love of God. That's what it means. So we need to start really paying attention to the timing of this eclipse. And, of course, being the east coast of the United States, the United Nations building sits in the great city, Babylon. It's just a complete modern version of the ancient Tower of Babylon, of Babel. Way back then, it rose in the great city, Babylon, back then. We have our own now. The number two, of course, means union and division, of course. And let me see here. I'll go down here. Number 932, the star sign was also 726 days from the last blood moon of the lunar tetrad that occurred on 9/28/2015. And that, remember, was a seven-year warning. We're going to get into some of that. 726 in the Strong's is haphazo, a violent snatching away. Here's what it means: to seize, to catch up, to snatch away, to seize, to obtain by robbery, properly to seize by force, to snatch up suddenly and decisively, like someone seizing a bounty, a spoil. What did Jesus say? I'm coming to the church as a thief in the night. There's not going to be any warning, folks, that there's any, unless you're really watching, and only then will we probably just have an idea, well, it's got to be awful close. So it's kind of interesting that the eclipse begins at that very time, 9:32. I already told you what that number means. Now, the next one is 11:29, and that means actually exercise, physical exercise, to train, to work out, to exercise. We get our word gymnasium. Now, you might say, well, what's that got to do with anything? Have you really noticed what the New World Order and Klaus Schwab and the rest of them have been talking about? Health. Exercises for health. And remember how the Third Reich, Body Beautiful, and all of that came about? The New World Order people have been speaking, if you've watched media at all, has been speaking about exercise, which is really going to be forced upon the whole world. For this is all about health, and that means exercise and total medical control over everyone. If you're not out exercising, they're going to punish you under the social credit system. If you're not eating the right food, it's damaging to your health. You will be punished for that. On and on and on it goes. Anyway, it is the 75th meeting of the World Health Organization. Actually, the UN is 77 years old. But WHO, and this is the 75th meeting, where they're going to vote to take away the American sovereignty and put in this whole thing. So it's kind of interesting how all of this is fitting together. Anyway, the number 1211 was at the maximum of the eclipse, the absolute minimum. Okay, now it's kind of interesting when we slide down to the number 1253, which is at the end of the total eclipse. At the very moment, the total eclipse totally ends. In other words, part of the moon is beginning to show up again as the Earth's shadow moves away. And guess what 1253 means? Act of judgment. That's what it means. Distinguishing, hence, deciding, passing sentence on the act of judgment, thorough judgment, distinguishes lookalikes, things that appear to be the same but are not. Okay, what does that refer to? Wheat and the tares. The wheat and the tares. That's when Jesus separates the wheat from the tares. Tares are look-alike wheat. What's wheat? Christians. Fake Christians are going to be separated out from the real Christians. That's the first judgment that occurs. And then comes the bema seat of Christians, in which your deeds are judged as to whether they be good or whether they be bad. It has nothing to do with going to hell at all. It's just, I think it determines where your place is in heaven, where your authority is going to be given. And it also probably refers to the church being removed. And the world will then face their time of trial. But Jesus warned us over and over and over again that it was coming. Now, the final number is also interesting, 250. That 2, of course, means union. 5 means grace. The number 25 is agape, and it's a love type of Jesus Christ. In short, it's an unknown love type insofar as humanity is concerned, because we were cut off from it at the fall. In the day you eat thereof, the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. That's why God warned them not to eat of it. What does that mean? It means they were cut off or severed from God and his divine love. You have to remember that in the story of the Garden of Eden, and I know most people think it's total mythology, but it isn't. It's very real. I don't know exactly what the fruit of the tree is, can't tell you that, but I can tell you that it was very serious, and it killed humanity. All of humanity now is dead to the living God. That is why Jesus Christ came into this matrix to save who he could if they would come to him, just like he said, come to me. My burden is light. So if you're heavy laden, come to me, and I'll make your burden very, very light. And, of course, all of this is now mythology to the church even. They don't even believe in this stuff. They don't believe even Satan exists. This is how far the apostasy has come. Now, it's also not the least, but the last, is it was 42 total minutes of the total eclipse when the church or the moon was blocked out. Now, the moon represents the church. How so? Because the moon does not give off any light of its own. It only reflects the light of the sun, S-O-N. We reflect the light of Jesus Christ, but we ourselves don't have it. That's why he had to give it to us. It's just a reflection of his love. Why is it that there was 42 total minutes in this total eclipse? Now, this is very, very interesting. The Greek word for 42 is holiness, sanctified, sanctification, which focuses on the Holy Spirit's influence of preparing the believer for eternity, expresses a transformation as a character quality that comes by the grace of God. Isn't that interesting? 42 minutes of the total eclipse, which represents the moon, represents the church, and here we find out what 42 means. Why is 42 significant in the Bible? Number one, 42 is a number which God created the universe as far as the Kabbalah tradition goes. That's kind of interesting. It is the number of Antichrist. 6 times 7 is 42. six being the number of man. Man is in opposition to God because of the fall. They're fallen. Seven being spiritual completion. Therefore, it is man in opposition to God. Another number of Antichrist is 1260, which just so happens to be 30 times 42. 42 is the number of young men who mocked the ascension of Elijah and Elijah. Now, isn't that kind of interesting? The number of men who mocked when they saw Elijah and Elijah rise up into the heavens. I find that very fascinating because practically everybody now is mocking this concept of a rapture or a removal of the bride of Christ. They think this is a big joke now. Where is the promise of his coming? Things continue as they have since the fathers fell asleep. You'll find that in Peter. They don't believe any of this stuff. 42, also stages of Israel's wanderings in the wilderness, marking their conflict with God. So, here's some comments. What does 42 actually mean? 42 is the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. It's a joke in Douglas Adams' 1979 novel, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. The meaning of the number 42 is derived from its direct connection to the coming Antichrist. His evil efforts will last 42 months in the time of the end. Then the angel gave us a measuring rod like a staff, saying, "Arise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and they, the Gentiles, shall trample upon the holy city for 42 months. Revelation 13 states that the end-time beast power will be so powerful that no one will be able to make war with him. He will speak boastful things and receive authority to do anything he wants for 42 months. Revelation 13, 4 through 5. 42 is made up of 6 and 7, showing a link between mankind and God's spirit, and also a link between the Antichrist and Jesus Christ. According to Del Washburn, and I, by the way, have his book, author of Theomatics, the number 42 is associated with time and the harlot prostitution of Antichrist. Time and the harlot can also be seen in the biblical number 1260. As I said, it's 42 times 30. So when you get through all this, it's kind of odd, don't you think, that the total eclipse lasted for 42 minutes. Does this not show us something? When you look up the meanings of the word, what do you come up with? I come up with the start of the tribulation very, very soon. Now, is it possible that the blood red moon is actually going to bring about the rapture of the church? No one knows. It's only a couple days away now. It starts on the 15th, ends on the 17th, or the 16th. It starts on the 15th and ends on the 16th. Exactly 7 days later is 5/22/523. Because you have, the world is round, so you have two dates you have to always add in there. And it's exactly 7 days. Why 7 days? Noah was given a 7-day warning before the flood came. This 7-day warning could be compared to the 7 days of Daniel's 70th week and a 7-day wedding feast of the Lord. The Orthodox Jews are now still for a wedding, have a 7-day affair. Makes one wonder if the wedding ceremony of the bride of Christ is not 7 years or 7 days in length. Anyway, It goes back to the flood. Remember, Noah was given a seven-day warning. Genesis 7:4, again, a 74 code. We've already gone over the number 74 and what it means, very deadly. And yet, for yet, 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. It's kind of interesting in view of the 70th week of Daniel, which ends up basically destroying everything on planet Earth and setting it up for a new heaven and a new earth. And it came to pass, Genesis 7:10, after 7 days, that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. Folks, I don't know how you can get around all this. I really don't see how you can get around this. With everything that's going on, with the rise of China, with the star sign in the book of Revelation chapter 12, we already had the star sign on 9/23 back in 2017. And I went over the other part of it on the last show, and it's on the first blog I've done on this. It's right there. They're both together. I don't see how people can get around what all this means. This blood-red moon that starts on the 15th, which is Saturday, a day of rest, and goes into 15, also the Gentile church day of rest. Why is that? Remember what Jesus said about the day, the rest in Hebrews? It's all about entering into God's rest. When the church is raptured, they are entering into the final phase of God's rest. This is not all by accident. This is not just coincidental. Now, the number 74, as we said, is a time of great fear, of great terror, of death, anxiety, and agony. What is the Daniel 70th week all about? Is it not a time of great fear and trouble as the UN beast rises up and the great day of slaughter rises as they cleanse the earth of all who will not accept the UN's authority, all who refuse the mark of the beast system? Folks, you're facing the guillotine. Jesus Christ told us all, you cannot serve God and mammon. You have got to choose one or the other. What are we talking about? The mark of the beast is essentially an economic mark. We're watching it form right before our eyes with the Great Reset and digital currency. That's really all it is. It's just digital dollars. You don't have any cash. You get an allotment, depending on how your social credit score is. You get an allotment of money. If you're bad, they take it away. If you're good, you get bonuses. They're already instituting this in several cities and states already. People are not paying any attention to what's going on. This is already being introduced. Klaus Schwab and his sidekick have already told you, one, the Bible is a pack of lies. Jesus Christ is a hoax. And Christians and the people who believe in Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Bible and prophecy are, how do I say, Hillary Clinton's deplorables, evil people, bad machines, bad robots. We need to get rid of them. We need to exterminate them. The Bible tells you that anyone who does not bow the knee to the United Nations beast power is going to be killed. You either are going to take the mark of the beast and go along with the system of mammon, or you are going to refuse it and be put to death. There is a big change in dispensations between now and the church age and what is known as the tribulation saints. How do we know that? Because Paul told us that even though you may give your life for the truth and for the church and for Jesus Christ nowadays, it profits you nothing if you do not have charity, i.e. divine love. However, that suddenly changes. It changes as soon as the church is removed. Then, giving your life to the guillotine is the only way you will get into heaven. That's why the Bible tells you, do not take the mark. Do not take the mark. We have not had that message in the heavens yet. You'll find that in the book of Revelation, a messenger. We don't know if it's an angel or a satellite or some church or whatever it is, but it says, do not take the mark. Do not take the mark, because if you take it, you will end up in eternal ruin and eternal death. Why? Because you chose mammon and not God. Jesus made it very, very clear. This is going to be tough. This is why it says a brand of struggle, felt pressure, experienced as an intensely personal way. What are you going to do when you're faced with this? What are you going to do? Are you going to opt for mammon, or are you going to have your head cut off? Can you imagine the anguish, the fear, and the terror that people are going to experience once the church is gone? All this takes place after the church is gone. I know most people absolutely refuse that. That's not true. We're all going to go through it. No, we aren't. Jesus himself said, pray always that you be counted worthy to stand before me and escape all these things. Well, either he's a liar or he's telling you the truth. Which is it? Are you going to serve mammon, or are you going to serve God? You're going to have to make up your mind. And we're watching the system of mammon called the Great Reset by the World Economic Forum and its digital currency, which will go along with the mark of the beast. You don't have a mark, you don't have any money. You can't do anything. You're squeezed out of society. Have we had a shadow of that? Folks, what happened with the jab, the COVID-19 and the mRNA jab, which is now killing people by the thousands? What did we see and what did we hear? Well, if you love your neighbor, you will line up and you will take this jab. But if you don't love your neighbor, well, there's something really wrong with you. And if there's something really wrong with you, we really should round you up and put you in a FEMA camp where they will torture and kill you. This is what's going on, and this is what's coming. God's word says exactly what it says. And I get in a lot of trouble for telling people it says exactly what it says, and it means exactly what it means. And I'm telling that to the global deep state and to the rich men of the earth. You are either going to obey Jesus Christ or you're going to hell, and you're never going to get out of it. I had a friend of mine that was taken to hell, and he was really taken down there. I was shown part of it, but I had nothing like what he saw. And he said, you know what the greatest thing was? No hope. Let alone the pain and the suffering. No hope. None. Zero. I'm here forever. I can never get out. It just doesn't ring to the American brain or the people of the world. How do I say that? Because you've invented all kinds of other religions. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is your only Redeemer. There is no other name under the heavens by which anyone can be saved. Oh, that's not true. Why, look at all these other religions in the world. They all lead to God. They're just worshiping God in different ways. even the Masons. No one knows the truth. The real truth is unknowable. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm here, and I am knowable. And I'm still alive, by the way. Even though I'm dead and gone, I'm alive, very much so, in the spirit, and I am running things, and I'm getting very, very angry with humanity, and I am about to pull the plug. What's the plug? The rapture of the church. The whole world is going to go through a system. I remember the prophecy of Ken Peters, and he said he was taken way above the earth, and in an instant of time, with no forewarning whatever, just a day as normal, everybody doing their thing, and all of a sudden, he said, the graves exploded with a huge noise, and the dead were resurrected, and then they vanished. And then it was such a powerful plasma event, lightning-like event, that it knocked off all the TV, it knocked off all the power all around the world. The entire world went dark. This is the interesting part. It took about 2 to 3 weeks, he said, to get the power back on. As soon as they did, the TVs came on. Antichrist was on there. And guess what he was telling everybody? Well, you know, the evolution system that we live under here on Earth, the creator of all this had to remove the deplorables, the evil ones, the broke machines, the ones that claimed to be Christians. They were holding us all up for the next evolutionary leap to godhood status. That's what he said. They said, we know because it says right there in the Bible, Antichrist blasphemes those who are in heaven. Why would he do that? Because he has to make up an excuse for all the people left behind as to what happened. He's not going to admit that Jesus Christ was King of Kings and the Redeemer. No, they worship Satan. Anyway, kind of interesting how all of that works. And I don't want to go any further. You got the blog. Go see it. You need to read it. Even if you don't believe any of it, read it. You'll get a big education as to what's really going on. And the UN is going to rise to power. It's going to start on May 22nd. And I want to get into this, Larry, because you spoke of a movie that is coming out on May 22nd. And it relates directly to Revelation chapter 4, where a portal is opened. What is the name of that movie? And what is it? Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah, I just saw a short trailer of it, not a long one. But interestingly, it's the Hallmark Channel, which is a little bit unusual. And
yes.
The reason it jumped out at me is because the show premiere on Hallmark Channel is Sunday, May the 22nd. And I thought, wow. And then I looked at the title, Rip in Time. That's the title of the show. It's something basically a subject matter they normally never use, actually. And it says Rip in Time movie premieres Sunday, May 22nd on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, 8 p.m. Central Time. It's a time travel story, and even they added that quantum physicists say a tale of time travel is, in theory, very possible. And so that's what jumped out at me, was odd that Rip in Time just jumped up on May the 22nd.
Yeah, that is odd. There's a lot of things going on May 22nd, I guess. But the biggest thing, folks, is you're about to lose your nation. You're about to lose your sovereignty to a traitor in Washington, Joe Biden, who is a communist. He's a sellout. He's not even running it. I believe Obama is running it. I don't think there's any question about Obama being behind all this. He even said he was. When he came on, he visited the White House, remember, not very long ago, and he said, I'm president. And Joe and what's her name are vice presidents. And then he said, oh, I was joking. No, he was not joking. He was not joking at all. Obama shows up way back, believe it or not, in 2015. And I don't know if you guys remember any of this, but what was interesting about all that is, you remember the Triple Crown race where American Pharoah, the horse, won that race. And it was a Triple Crown that he won. And it's just fascinating. It's ties to Obama. I did a whole thing on that a long time ago. Patty reminded me of it and sent it over to me to read. Amazing that Obama is deep into the middle of this thing, just basically like American Pharoah had the number 666 in it. They also advertised the drink, and it's called Monster Energy, that had the number 666 within it. Then I wrote this, as mentioned, pertaining to the prophetic interpretation of the Shemitah codes on America's time. It could very well mean that America has served its purpose for the money changers and the builders that have rejected Jesus as Messiah. America has come to the end, and its time has expired. Based on the 33 Shemitah, Masonic, and money changer countdowns, America will go the way of the decadent empires. Satanic orders are giving America on the altar of the slaughter of the coming false prophet and Antichrist as a bloody sacrifice to be consumed with fire and vampire bloodletting. And they will present the Triple Crown American Pharoah. And there's a big picture. This was a big deal back in 2015, a seven-year warning. Now, the other thing is very, very interesting, and I'm sure Larry knows this, Jade Helm was a 2015 exercise to round up Christians and dissenters of the New World Order. The logo was all about FEMA death camps. It took place in 2015, and then they did another exercise, I think, a couple years later. It was a seven-year warning. And all of these things are going by. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention before we get on other stuff, 2022, on the 15th, when the solar or lunar eclipse begins, it's also called the second Passover. Now, isn't that kind of odd that we have a blood red moon occurring on what they call second Passover? So I looked up, just for drill, Passover. Really, what does it mean? In Judaism, the holiday commemorating the Hebrews' liberation from slavery in Egypt and the passing over of the forces of destruction, sparing the firstborn. We would say first fruits. When the Lord smote the land of Egypt. Isn't that kind of interesting? Because if you pass over something, obviously you have been lifted up and you're flying over it. It means to be removed from bondage. Why? It's this blood red moon, this super blood red moon, occurring on the second Passover. I'll just leave that with you to mull over and think about. Larry, what have you got?
Well, I was also going to mention something that was really interesting, also Hal Turner brought out, and of course you really can't vet it. It's covert intel, but this has also got a May 22nd date on it, which I found odd. It says, Ukraine document sent by the Defense Department of Ukraine to state border security orders border guards to ensure quick passage of 10,000 joint Lithuanian and Polish troops into Ukraine on May the 22nd. Entry will be with four battalions, 9,500 military personnel, 279 units of military equipment, must cross the Ukraine border quickly from Poland. And this is two different groups of armies, Lithuanian and Polish. And by the way, Lithuania just severed relations with Russia and has recalled their ambassador. So it appears when you do stuff like that, you're getting ready for war. And to dovetail into that, President of Belarus, Lukashenko, stated on May the 12th that Belarus will go to war alongside Russia if Polish troops enter Ukraine. So this is all building, and this has a May 22nd. That's when they're supposed to kick off this movement into Ukraine from Poland. And I don't know, the date, you can't make these dates up, Stuart.
Yeah, they're doing it for a reason. Of course, 22 is 11-11, and that number's been thrown around now for a long time, like 9-23, 11-11. Those numbers are showing up everywhere. People are seeing them all over the place. And it means a lot. I know a lot of people think, well, God doesn't use numbers. Yes, he does. He uses them all the time. There have been several books written about it and how he uses numbers. It's not astrology. We're not talking about astrology. We're not even talking about the Kabbalah. What we're talking about is God's actual use of numbers and what they mean. And they mean a lot. And it's been proven over and over and over again. Anyway, before we get rolling on another subject, remember we asked people, are the trees dying in your area? And if they are dying or falling over dead or debarked or bending over or whatever, would you please let us know? Well, we got a number of emails and pictures even. And here's just one I want to talk about. My family owns 80 acres of timber on a rolling terrain along a river. My late parents purchased this land 50 years ago. It is a rare property in flat farmland country. And yes, entire trees have been falling over with massive root balls intact. And that's exactly what we have where I am. Whole trees are just falling over. They're losing their bark. They're bending over. All kinds of weird, almost satanic-looking ruin of our forests. I believe it has something to do with the unknown energies from space, UV from the sun, and chemtrailing. The trees are dying. I don't know if they're terraforming for this new race of hybrids or what's going on. But anyway, he says, thank you for keeping so much at all teaching, the time you invest, blah, blah. So this is, folks, if you really want to and you look around, let us know. Because the only way we're going to find out what's really going on in the wild or on, you know, in your local area is if you email and let us know what's happening. If you see a lot of troop movements, if you see UN vehicles, if you see this or you see that that's pertinent, write us at enigma@.com, enigma@trueinsight.com. And Larry, what's your email, Larry? How do they get a hold of you?
Well, it's on my blog. They can just go to my blog and find it. Everblog's got it at the bottom.
Okay. So anyway, this is the only way we're really going to know what's going on around the country in a lot of different ways. Anyway, just another tidbit. of what's going on. What else you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to mention also with what you just talked about, Augusto Perez said on his show that a lot of their trees and plants are dying, and he said a lot of his plants that he's planted, his fruit trees and such, are the tops of them are just turning brown and curling up and dying. And he said that's in Florida, and a lot of this is happening.
That's in the Book of Enoch. The Book of Enoch says that that's exactly what's going to happen in the days of the sinner. And we are rapid. I believe the days of the sinner that the Book of Enoch is talking about is Daniel's 70th week, when all hell breaks loose upon planet Earth. And it's because mankind will not admit or acknowledge their fallen creature, and they're dead before the living God. They just will not acknowledge it. And they have the religion of Cain. I just put up several blogs about the religion of Cain. And Cain acknowledged that God existed, and he acknowledged that God was the creator and that he gave us all the good things upon the planet, but he stopped short at that. And you remember the story where Cain brought his offerings before the Lord and back in Genesis, and the Lord said he wasn't pleased with it. And Abel brought his offering, and the Lord accepted it. And so those blogs are about why that happened. Very, very important to today's Christians because of what they're being taught. And what they're – I had a friend of mine, by the way, went into a men's Bible study. And they were just moving into Matthew chapter 7. And so my friend knows what's really going on, so he went in there and started to explain when they asked him about Matthew, part of Matthew chapter 7. And so he began to explain what that was all about. And he got a call from the leader of the Bible study and wanted to talk to him. And when he went over to meet him, he was told, well, you know, we really can't get into that stuff. We can't really get into Matthew chapter 7. We don't want to be uncomfortable. We're very uncomfortable with the words you're telling us. And it was just a total confirmation of the religion of Cain. They will not enter in. And Jesus made the statement. He said, if you hear my words, which he was talking about, entering in at the straight gate, walking the narrow way, and he said, if you hear my words, and you refuse to do them, then you built your house upon the sand, and when the storm comes of judgment, basically, you're going to fall, and your fall will be very, very bad. In other words, you will end up in eternal ruin. However, if you hear my words and you do them, you're very wise. Well, all that has been redacted. It doesn't exist anymore. All of that has been totally substituted with something else. And I don't want to get into that because we'll burn up too much time. Here's a headline, Larry. NASA shuts down Sun live feed after a mysterious object emerges. And that object is a cube. It's a what appears to be a black cube. It is larger than the Earth, obviously. What do you make of that? It said the ominous black object was spotted in the bottom corner of the sun, and then it moved. And then it moved out from behind the sun, and when it became fully visible, they shut it down. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know. I guess that's more, so I haven't seen it, but I suppose that's some of the anomalies that we've seen about around the sun for I don't know how long.
Yeah, objects look like planets, obviously from the destroyer's entourage, which doesn't exist, by the way, folks. There's no destroyer. There's no report from Iron Mountain. There's no silent weapons for quiet wars. There's none of this. It's all a hoax. And, of course, the average person who doesn't evidently care about anything believes it. It's all real, every bit of it. Okay, first sunquake of solar cycle 25. They're beginning to prove that this cycle is going to be terrible. Did you see this on Space Weather? I think it was. We're getting more CMEs, too.
Yeah, I read it on Space Weather. The Watchman put it out on a special post he put out, and I think in Michael Snyder put a lot of people are putting that out, that information about this new solar cycle being really violent.
Yeah, which goes along kind of with Dr. Doom, Major Ed Dames, and his kill shot routine, which we mentioned on the other show. You said he's got one more, I guess, digital or what we could say webinar where he's going to go into whatever he's got. But didn't he say something about that's probably the last one? Isn't that interesting in view of the timing?
Oh, yeah. He talked about the upping of the X-class flares that we're getting like every one or two a week now, and a lots of M-class and C-classes, and they don't even mention those anymore. You know, they're barely mentioning X anymore, but he said that this activity indicates to him that this is probably, and I think he's going to have his on the 14th tomorrow or Sunday. I can't remember. But he said that's probably it. We don't have time for a lot more of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's just too bad. Here's one, too. Destroying the food supply is the plan. I think this is from Adams. Infant formula shipped to the borders while U.S. babies go hungry. Folks, they are just putting this in front of your face and mocking you at every turn. Does anybody notice? Your baby can starve, but our illegal immigrants can be fed, given credit cards, cars, homes, an allotment of cash.
No jab.
Free health. A jab, too. No jab.
Yeah, no jabs.
Do you get the drift, people? Do you get the drift? How much in your face does this have to get before even one eye gets opened of the American people? It's amazing what they're doing to you, and you're letting it happen. I doubt if there's any letters even being sent to their congressmen. Time to take the gloves off to your senators and congressmen and not be as polite as you used to be. You don't appreciate the treason they're doing. You don't really appreciate selling out the United States of America to the World Health Organization and the United Nations, a.k.a. China, and their social credit system. Nothing. It's like you were told, Larry, when you were out on one of your prayer walks, asking about what's going on with the American people. Apathy. Total apathy. I don't know. What do you do with that, Larry? Is there anything you can do?
I had another really interesting prayer walk this morning, and it was kind of odd. Matter of fact, I sent Patty an image a while ago of a dragonfly, and oddly enough, I was really kind of heavy this morning and kind of weighed down with the apathy, if you will, or the total disregard of the American people. And I'm not talking about the remnant or those that, a lot of them that listen to this show that know what we're talking about. I'm talking about probably 299.5 million more Americans that could care less, okay? And so anyway, I was taking a walk, and I was asking the Lord, what is the deal? Because even some of the most recent, you know, you would think up to this point where we are now, and you know, everybody, oh, we're headed for the 2020 elections, and we're going to overturn this and do that. And I'm thinking, well, you just had a number of states that had their primaries, and even though there were some Republicans voted in, there's a lot of Democratic voters that are still voting for Democrats. Biden kind of people, you know? And I thought, I don't see anything fixing. I don't see any big wake-up of anybody. We seem to be on the same old, same old. And so anyway, I was taking my walk, and I was asking the Lord, what in the world is going on? What's the deal? And when I got back to the house, I was out in the yard, and this dragonfly kept zooming around my head. Well, that gets your attention. And I'm one of those weird ones that I even, more so than looking at the dragonfly, I started looking at what's the message. Anyway, the dragonfly landed on a board, so I took a picture of it, and I sent Patty a copy of that image a while ago. Anyway, what's interesting is dragon. What are we talking about? We're talking about the dragon. And
Red
who's
dragon.
Running the who's really running the show and all around the world right now? It's the dragon running it, running the WHO, running the UN, running America through Biden. I mean, running you know, the UK through Boris. I mean, they're running. The dragon is running everything. And so, with that being said, I kind of felt like I heard a word, and the word was, he that hath an ear to hear. Well, that would indicate, and that is scripture, by the way, that would seem to indicate, Stuart, that in America, and I'm not even going to talk about the whole world, but people can use it that way if they want to, in America, he that hath an ear must be just a very few people, because they're hearing the message. They're getting the message. They know what's happening. They know what's coming. But the masses, like 299.5 million in America, don't. And so I have to assume, Stuart, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I have to, with that he that hath an ear, I have to say they don't have an ear to hear, and they can't hear, and I don't think we can wake them up. And by the side, Stuart, we don't have time.
Yeah, I think we're running out of time. I really do. I think this blood red moon is a very, very bad omen. I'm not saying it's dealing with the rapture. It can. I'm not saying the 22nd's dealing with the rapture. It can. But I am saying that the year 2022 is turning out to be a very, very suspicious year. And we are at the end of a cycle of seven, and we're going into the next cycle of seven, which by all indications is Daniel's 70th week. Now, I wanted to read from the book of Revelation and about the dragon. And there appeared a great wonder in the heavens, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. That was the star sign of 2017 on Feast of Trumpets, 9/23. And we know that it was a sign because of the conception comet that came in and impregnated Mary, and she gave birth 9 months later. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, folks. The cosmos is where God reigns, and the signs in the heavens. And that was the legitimate Revelation 12 sign that I just read to you. And she, being with child, cried, traveling in birth and pain to be delivered, or travailing in birth, rather, and pain to be delivered. Guess what the second sign is? And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, i.e. Larry's dragon fly, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. That's the United Nations. That's China. That's what all this is about. China is known as the Red Dragon. Go look at their symbology. When you go into Daniel, it's all symbology. The lion with the eagle's wings, England and America, and on it goes. The Great Bear. Well, Russia is known as the Great Bear. On and it goes. So what do we got? We're watching the second sign, the great red dragon, rising up right in front of our face. And as Larry said, it was buzzing all around before it landed. Well, that's exactly what I think it was James Garner, who was Secretary of State a long time ago. Guess what he said about the New World Order? It has a buzzing confusion. What was that dragonfly doing? Buzzing around. Looks confused. then he lands. Oh, man, that's another symbol, or another sign, Larry. Goes along. He has ears to hear. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and here's a couple of headlines real quick that came up this morning, and that kind of deal with that, because the dragon and part of that is what we're about to get pushed into. The war room this morning, Dr. Robert Malone, you know, says as soon as Biden in Congress gives the United Nations the power, maybe May 22nd, to control America by bypassing the Constitution, and this is before November 2022 election, states will have to leave the Union to even be sovereign. And said UN New World Order power grab through WHO, World Health Organization. And then also Carla Sands, who was an ambassador under Trump, came on to the war room and said, and this is a comment she made, says, this is America's last stand. The communists have America's government, and they are coming for us. Americans have to fight now. And what was interesting, Michelle Bachmann came on also this morning and shared about the Biden. That's kind of what they're calling it, even though it's more complicated than that, the Biden giveaway of American sovereignty that's planned and already set up to happen. And she made a very odd statement, because Steve Bannon said, well, he couldn't understand why that a lot of the people in, you know, the House and the Senate and others aren't just outraged, aren't even talking. And she said, I can answer that question. She says, this is for the people in America that think you still have a government in Washington, D.C. She says, the real truth is that nobody in Washington is running this government. The ones that are running this American government under this administration, she said, are the woke 20-year-old staffers that are running and planning and implementing everything. She said, the American people don't know.
No, they don't care either, unfortunately. Getting back to the payment system, your digital credit, here's a headline. IMF, the International Monetary Fund, calls for a new payment system to be developed to iron out payment blocks amid sanctions on Russia. That's the Great Reset, folks. They're using Ukraine and the war to bring in this new social credits system. But this is not the same thing as China. It's worse than what China has now. This thing is going to be a total lockdown, and you're not going to escape it. The only escape you have is Jesus Christ himself. It just verifies what we've already known. They're coming out right in the open about this new digital currency and the Great Reset. Part of the Great Reset, of course, is the elimination of Christianity, as was said by Harari, the number two guy, evidently, under Klaus Schwab, who has never contradicted him. So, therefore, I put Klaus Schwab, he believes the same thing, that you are deplorable if you believe in the Bible, if you believe that Jesus Christ was real. If you believe that even intelligent design is real, then there's something wrong with your brain. You're insane. And that is a Harari system of thought. They're winning. This guy is very wealthy. He has written a lot of books. And these books, evidently, are great sellers. And people are gobbling this stuff up. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And I don't know what you can do about it. The other thing that's kind of interesting, this is, Larry, the terrible Mercury retrograde. Now, Mercury is the messenger, is here, and aligns with the demon star Algol. Now, this thing started on May 10th. It ends in June. Isn't that kind of interesting timing? It's going to conjoin with Algol, the very star that the two comets crossed over. And Algol is Satan's head. It has a very bad ancient reputation. And here's another one. January 6th, protesters threatened with life in prison by Biden's Department of Justice. I should say probably now the Department of Injustice. Folks, you got a lot of people in prison right now who were visiting on January 6th. They're in prison. And I don't see anybody doing anything about it. Nothing. The people, the American people could spring them right away. Anyway, what do you think? Finland, to breach the 1947 Paris Peace Treaty by joining NATO. Now, we've got these troops that are coming in to Ukraine. What do you think Putin's going to do with that? I don't think he's going to allow it. Or is he?
Well, he may not have to allow it because Erdogan has came out and said he's going to veto it. So if he vetoes it, they don't get in.
Oh, interesting. Anyway, yeah, this whole thing, folks, is getting more and more bizarre. But when Finland joining NATO, that just adds one more border that Russia's going to have to contend with if they join NATO. Anyway, senior U.S. official vows more aid to Ukraine to win that war. More crippling sanctions for Russia. Let's translate that. We're going to push Russia into World War III. I don't see how we can avoid it, Larry.
Well, we're still pushing. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people have a hard time accepting the fact that Biden and NATO has been pushing this war for some time now. And it's not just Biden and NATO. All the rhinos are all in on it, too. I mean, there again, there's your Washington, D.C. for you. So the other one's pushing. And of course, what's interesting, and you and I shared and talked about it a little bit, is when will Russia have enough and react, and will they attack America first instead of targeting Europe? And scripturally, where on the timeline is an attack on the United States and especially one on Israel. So I don't know, but we're in a very confusing time, and we're actually getting propaganda from all angles.
Yeah, it's amazing. I doubt if there's much truth in any of it, but oh well. We have to just kind of ferret it out. Here's another one, though, that is ominous. China surrounding Taiwan for a massive invasion rehearsal drills. Chinese military deployed forces all around the island of Taiwan over the weekend in a set of a large-scale military drills. We all know how drills turn into the real thing. And a Chinese military analyst called it a rehearsal of possible real action. They're going to go for Taiwan, folks. And we don't know when Isaiah 17 is going to kick off either. Now, how are we doing with Iran and her nuclear? I thought she was going to have a workable nuclear weapon. I believe they already have them, but this is theoretically. What do you think about
this? Well,
I
can't figure out why people can't figure this out. This has never been about Iran possessing nuclear weapons.
That's right.
About Iran manufacturing their own nuclear weapons. And that's what it is, and they're right there. So, you know, with that said, and by the way, the so-called, the big pile of junk, you know, from Obama and O'Biden, is, you know, called the Iranian nuclear talks. They failed anyway. I mean, it's a joke.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got what they wanted anyway a long time ago. How many millions of dollars in cash?
Billions.
We gave them. I mean, you know, it's amazing what goes on. I think I really believe that if the American people were ever shown what was really happening in their country and with their leaders, they'd probably die of a heart attack if they didn't react by killing all the leaders. It's amazing what is actually being
done. Well, Stuart, I'll tell you
what.
You know, you make the comment, if the American people were ever shown, I'm not sure you can show them. I think it would have to be shoved up their rear like a suppository, and then they just have to digest it backwards.
Well, it is too bad, but the Lord said, I will pick their delusions, and I guess that is a delusion, you know. Anyway, former UN senior advisor creates sovereign health ministry to bypass the World Health Organization pandemic charter. So there is some opposition beginning. But here's another one that's right in your face. Not only is your baby food for you moms out there going to down to the border, mainstream media warns against homemade baby formula as manufacturer says at least 2 months delay. Oh, so you can't get it, but you can't make your own. Now in Australia, I think I brought that up a little bit ago on one of the shows, Australia is about to pass a bill, now get this one, folks, that you cannot grow your own food. Not indoors, not outdoors. Doesn't matter if you got a farm, doesn't matter if you got a plot of land, you cannot grow your own food. Now, this is just a taste of the new world order. Why do they not want you to grow your own food? Because they can't control you. They want you to be totally under their thumb. You get caught growing your own. There are people right here, cities, towns, where people have been arrested for growing their own vegetable garden in their backyard. Can you imagine? Does anybody say anything? The mayor or the people that are running that should be run out of town for that kind of mentality. They need to be shamed and run out of town for doing that kind of stuff. Does anybody do that? Nope. In fact, if a parent goes to a school board meeting and voices opposition to pedophile or porn that's being shown their kids or whatever else, this communist stuff they're teaching our children, guess what? The police will probably come and show you the door. You know what the statement really is? The statement of these school boards at these meetings is, and get this and figure it out, we own your children, you do not. And we will teach them anything we want. There were books written many, many years ago about what was going on in the public schools. I was on the Art Bell Show, and I warned people back then in 1999, look out at what your parent, or what is being taught your kids. I don't know why anybody sends their kids to public school anymore. In fact, the easiest way to shut it down would be to withdraw. The federal government has no constitutional right to have a federal education department. It's not in the Constitution. Nowhere. That was supposed to be left to the parents. Anyway, the mainstream media is telling, oh, you just don't do what you think you should do. Don't do it at home. My God, that's horrible stuff. Be doing that at home to feed your children? We need to do that for you. Another headline, Larry, Dieselgate. You mentioned that the last time. America's diesel supply on the verge of a catastrophic collapse, leading to halting of food, fertilizer, coal, and energy. Do you know what that means, folks, in the wintertime? You might get through in the summer. The heat doesn't kill you because you can't have your air conditioner on if you don't have any power. But in the wintertime, you just freeze to death. Imagine what that would be like. You're in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Okay. The temperature drops to 30 below zero, and there is no power. How long do you think you're going to live in that? And think about the homeowners. And think about frozen pipes, let alone frozen people. It's hell on earth. This is what they're getting ready to do. They're even announcing you're probably going to have shutdowns of power, blackouts, rolling blackouts. Well, the Bible says you're going to have a permanent blackout, probably from an EMP attack, if not a solar class X plus flare that knocks out the whole power grid. Anyway, what else you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to mention, oddly enough, you know, you remember that Anton Johansson word, and that really wasn't a prophecy. That was a word that he gave where he said Jesus Christ himself came to him and told him about the second American Civil War and how it broke up.
Yes.
And this is what, you know, I'd said earlier from the war room today was they were talking that the only way out for any free peoples of any kind will be for certain states to just leave the Union to have their own sovereignty and be ready to fight for it. So we may have a number of states that leave the Union and actually have to fight U.N. troops, which will probably mostly be Chinese. But this may be where this is going, Stuart, and oddly enough, May the 22nd seems to be a real pivotal date for something.
Yeah, I'm very, very suspicious that movie's coming out about really portals and time travel and all of that on that very date because of Revelation chapter 4. And it's all starting to fit together. And we're headed for trouble, folks. That's all I can tell you. We've been warning about it, but now it seems like it's right at our doorstep. Here's another one for everybody. The Biden disinformation czar, remember Homeland Security's disinformation czar, demands power to edit people's, is that what you want? You want your tweets edited? What's the difference between a tweet and an email? What's the difference between having your phone calls interrupted? There isn't any. Major trucking firms prepare for imminent diesel shortage in the eastern half of the United States. Now, already in Walmart, there are some areas that are totally gone. I mean, there's nothing there on the shelves. And it just goes on and on and on. It's in your face, but it's all contrived, like Larry said on the last show. All of this is contrived. It's all made up. It's the rich men of the earth starving out the American people and actually the people of the whole world. And there's another headline about war. Finland opening, inspecting, and stocking its nuclear attack bomb shelters. Now, why would they do that, Larry?
Well, I think a number of Switzerland's even doing the very same thing, and Switzerland's neutral. But Switzerland says that they have been informed that there's a high possibility of nuclear weapons being used soon in Europe and that part of the world. And so they're preparing. Oddly enough, Stuart, the only nation that I know of that's not preparing at all is us. Well, what are we, our woke USA?
Yes. Yeah, I know. Well, Bible prophecy, folks, does say that America is nuked. There's no question about it if you go in and look at really how it's worded. We are headed to a nuclear war. It's just not a question of if. It's only a question of when. And with the red moon, the blood moon, and the timing of it all, it seems like we're being warned at the very least, of how close all of this really is. Another headline, Medvedev, Russia, NATO supplying weapons to Ukraine, risks open conflict with Russia, maybe nuclear. How many times?
Yeah, here's a...
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to say, here's a couple of headlines that you can dovetail into that. The Q alert today, Paul Craig Roberts, and everybody should know who he is, paulcraigroberts.org, says the drums of war beat loud as my foreboding and predictions as the West demonizes Putin and Russia. Western media controls the world narrative and more countries joining NATO, and this is threatening Russia. Russian security. And that being said, the Q alert also had one from newstarget.com. It was an interview. Steve Quayle and Mike Adams discuss American refugees now escaping collapsing cities in America, fleeing to the countryside and small communities, and preparing for having nuclear war readiness. The hour is late. So there we are, Stuart. We're getting warnings from everywhere.
Yeah. And
hey,
also, go ahead.
I was going to tell you, too, a while ago, I got the local newspaper, and I found out that a doctor from Wisconsin had just moved down here into my area in Oklahoma and bought a place on the edge of the Kamishi River and has opened a practice locally here. People are moving all over the country.
Well, that's wonderful news, because I think that's what all these doctors ought to do that knew what was going on and wouldn't have any part of it. Break away from the hospitals, those killing centers, and start your own private practice. Don't affiliate with a hospital. The old country doctors did that. They did what they could, and if they couldn't solve it, they would say to the people, well, you're going to have to maybe find a specialist at a hospital. But anyway, as the American dream dissipates, here are a couple of headlines. USA nearing cost of living crisis. Retirement plans have been all put on hold. Jobless claims on the rise. Wholesale inflation hits 11%. Weird stuff going on here in America, and foreclosures, by the way, are skyrocketing, and rental evictions are skyrocketing, and we've only seen the tip of the iceberg. And maybe for the latest on this, I think I brought this up, but I'll give you the headline. Ukraine biolab update. Russia implicates Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, Obama, Soros and the Clintons, Bidens, Rockefellers, and other military defense from what they're finding out in Ukraine. You won't hear that on the major news. Last word, Larry.
Yeah, and that's another reason they need to destroy Russia. Russia now has the proof.
Yeah, good point. And I've often wondered why they're going after Ukraine. Maybe there's a whole bunch of stuff being held in Ukraine that would indict all of them, because Ukraine really is just nothing more than a global money laundering state, as far as I can see. Anyway, two-thirds of the Americans live now paycheck to paycheck as inflation continues to climb. Folks, remember, there's only rich and poor in the book of Revelation. There is no middle class. They've been squeezed out. They don't exist. Anyway, thanks, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to go to Lightgate Blogger or our website and read the two blogs. A lot of stuff you need to know about. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Heads up, particularly for tomorrow night and going into the weekend. Very, very interesting timing. Anyway, good night, everyone. Take care.